Gee, agus fáilte a good cliar eile an Cumann Lú Clas Gael on this wet and windy night here. You're very welcome and hope you can stay with us right through until 9 o'clock. As always, we have got hopefully something of interest to you. Well, the focus is very much on ladies football tonight, and suppose we begin by congratulating our neighbours Tyrone on their All-Ireland success at the weekend, defeating Meath in that All-Ireland Intermediate Championship final in Croke Park on Sunday. An excellent performance, a great result. 6 goals and 18 points to 1 goal and 14 points. Certainly, ladies football is very, very entertaining at the moment. And of course, Dublin won that All-Ireland Ladies Senior title again for the second year in a row, back-to-back titles as well. Already talking about 3 in a row and maybe 4 in a row like their men folk. But who knows, Donegal could change that next year. Remember, they're right up there as well. And indeed, as we speak tonight, one of Donegal's star players, Yvonne Bonner, or Yvonne McMullingall, as she's probably better known, is, packing her bags and getting ready for Australia. She's having a trial there next week, believe it or not, for Australian rules football to turn professional footballer. And we wish Yvonne well. And you never know, she might join us before the night's out. I know she's been busy. We've been trying to contact her. Indeed, we hope to have somebody from Tyrone on as well. But I think they're probably still celebrating, so we will have them next week. But as I said, the focus still very much on ladies football. And of course, it's the showpiece of ladies football in Donegal. This weekend on Sunday, it's the Donegal Senior Football Championship final, the conclusion of another championship season. And well, no strangers meeting in that final. Glenfenn, the reigning champions, against Moville, the side that defeated last year in the final. Moville went into that final as the champions, so the two top teams for the last number of years meeting in that final. And it's a big occasion for the two clubs, certainly, that had lived in the shadow of, maybe in their earlier years of formation, of St. Junan's, and in more recent times of Termin, of course, and that great Termin team that brought All-Ireland glory to the county a number of years back. But certainly Glenfinn and Moville are right up there now at the top in Donegal, and maybe secretly looking forward to maybe getting a good crack at Ulster should they come out on Sunday. It's going to be pretty close, it's going to be pretty tight, as meetings between them have proved to be in recent years. Well, Jackie O'Mara is the Glenfinn secretary. She's a former player with the club. Indeed, was one of the first members of one of the first Glenfinn teams to field at ladies. And well, we'll be joined by Jackie in a moment, and of course later on in the programme as well, we'll be joined by Anthony Dugan, who is the chairman of the Moville Club, and a man that has done a lot for ladies football, not only in Moville but also in Inishowen. But we'll begin tonight, I spoke earlier this evening actually, to Jackie O'Mara, the Glenfinn Club Secretary. A busy weekend, I suppose a busy period really, a busy summer or a busy last few weeks, certainly for Glenfinn, both in ladies football and in men's football. But I suppose we'll concentrate on the ladies for the moment. Looking forward to another county final.
Absolutely, Tom, it's great to be there again. Like, at the end of the day, our aim was at the beginning of the year was to reach another county title, so hopefully that's the game that we'll be able to take it a step further and win another title.
And yet you are the champions.
Current champions, yeah. But I don't have much of a bearing going into Sunday's game, yeah.
Tell me, obviously, you know, it's a small rural club, and I hope you don't mind me saying that, but a club with a great pride and great tradition in Gaelic games.
Absolutely. Gaelic games, like, is one of the main attraction, and our club's supposed for everyone, and it brings everyone together, and there's a great bond within the club, and we're always backed by whatever the ladies want to do. You know, they're backed by the board, and always have been down the years, you know. So.
And tell me, ladies football, how long is it going in the club?
Well, originally ladies football, we would have started in 1992. Probably before that, Camogie would have been a strong sport for the girls. I suppose it was the only main one about at that stage for them. But then there was the county board had started the GAA for ladies, so we had great interest now from quite a few, so we decided to enter a team anyway to see how things would pan out for us, you know.
Yeah, and you were part of that first team, weren't you?
I would have played started in 1992 with the gang, yeah.
And what was it, a good kind of players had come through school together or what?
We had a good bulk of players there around, you know, the one age, and just that they were all very enthusiastic to get the GAA going for ladies, you know.
Yeah, and probably quite a lot of the girls would have played maybe under 12 boys as well. And
a few of the girls now would have competed with the boys, all right, like down the years and kind of kept the answers there, but it was just, you know, we never had the chance supposed to play. Only with the boys, when we wanted, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, who were the people behind it? Who got it up and running? Who were the people that were working
it? Originally, like, we would have just started to see, you know, if we had enough interest to enter a team.
Yeah.
You know. Anne McCann and I would have been a big force behind it, like, in getting the ball rolling for us, as I said. Herself and Bernie there would have...
That's Bernie McGlynn.
So we kind of progressed and we just entered a team anyway to see how things would go. Now, as I say, the first couple of years were probably about just building a team and trying to progress on, you know, to see. But then again, it wasn't supposed until we competed in the leagues and that from 92 obviously on up, but it wasn't until 97 now that we won our junior title.
Yeah, well, of course, ladies football was very much in the infancy that time in Donegal in general.
Absolutely, it was just starting. It was the same for every club, I suppose, with us being so, you know, a smaller club, as I say. And we had a lot of young players that time that would have been playing on our senior panel.
First championship success, 97?
First championship success, 97, yeah. We would have beat Doris that year down in Burtonnell in the county final.
That was in junior, was it?
That was a junior final that year, Tom, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we progressed that year actually to the Ulster final, but Newton Butler just were the stronger team on the day and we had to settle for runners-up spot.
Yeah. It wasn't bad given what you were only 5 years in existence. Tell me, who was on that team? You were on it yourself?
I would have played full-back myself that year. Anne McGinty would have been on it. Now she'd have been the goalkeeper there. Joanne and Kathy McKenna. Geraldine Doherty, Kate McAnulty, Sheila McAnulty, Anna Scanlon. There was quite a lot on it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the young girls around. Like,
yeah.
So that was, I suppose,
you making your mark really in the game, because to win a championship at any level is a good achievement.
Oh, we were delighted that year to get it. As I said, like, and I was supposed to, was only up and running 5 years, so even with the 5 years gone, like, it was great to get a title that year.
And tell me, who were the other teams at that time? Who were the big teams?
The big teams at that time in Donegal would have been Unions, would have been the main team now in the county at that stage. Four Masters would have competed senior level and would have been quite strong as well. They'd have been the two main threats in the county at senior level.
And as you said, you defeated Oris in the final?
We defeated Oris that year down in Burt in the final, yeah.
And you can't remember the score, no?
No, on the spot there now.
That's very unfair. That's very unfair of me. Tell me, you hadn't waited that terribly long, had you, for your next success, had you?
2001, then we won the intermediate championship that year, but unfortunately now we were beaten again in the Ulster by Berra, team from Tyrone there, so wasn't to be either. But I suppose it was progression. You see, up from the junior, and it was just a bit tougher, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose that then brought you up to senior, did it?
The next year then, 2002, we took part in the senior league and championship that year now, but we found it going a bit tough that year, like, and it was a big step up to the senior grade for us, you know, but we completed, like, but we wouldn't have had any silverware or nothing to show for it, but...
Yeah. And have you been up senior ever since?
Well, 2004 then, we would have actually won another intermediate title.
Oh, so you dropped down again?
We were the intermediate 2004. But then after that then, it would have been moved up then to from the BO5. We would have competed in the senior championship, basically more from there on, and like we've kind of been...
Well, Yvonne McMonigal and what, Diane McGlynn and them were coming through then at that stage, were they?
They would have been, aye. There was a few...
Sheila Campbell, I think.
Glenn coming through. Yeah, we did. That girls would have been part of the Donegal team that won their own.
Yeah. And then when was the first senior? It took you a while, didn't it, as well, I suppose?
It was a good while to win our first senior. Now, we didn't win our first senior title to 2011. So we went on then actually that year and we beat the Down champions and the Cavan champions and we reached the Ulster final, but Dunamoyne, they were the Ulster kings at that time, I think. It was a great day and a proud day for the club and all, but to be in Clonus on Ulster final day, but it just wasn't to be.
And you've been up senior ever since, haven't you?
We have, just for the next couple of years then we were kind of just thereabouts, maybe semi-finals or finals, but no joy as such. But it was 2017 then before we won our next senior championship, you know. So that was a great relief just to get another championship for the girls, you know, when they had put on so much work. And
yeah, and you had been knocking at the door for a few years, hadn't you? But
had, of course,
Termin were your big nemesis, and of course they were going on to win in Ulster and All Ireland.
That's right. Termin were hard to stop. Now in them lucky years, they were just
very good. And then obviously you're back in the final this year, and of course you've won a number of All Irelands at All Ireland Gaeltacht level, haven't you?
We have. We won a county title in 2007, and then we would have won the All Ireland Gaeltacht in 2008. We went on to win the All-Ireland that year, so that was a great achievement for the girls that year as well. So then we actually, this year again now, we've won the All-Ireland Gaeltacht again there earlier in the year, so won the June bank holiday there.
Yeah. So, and it's great, basically much the same squad of players, isn't it, that's there for the last few years? I know there's one.
There's not much change here the last few years. Like, there's the same dedicated bunch there, yeah, year in, year out, and you just couldn't question their commitment now at all, like.
And of course, you have four members of the senior squad at the moment: Yvonne, Karen Guthrie, Anne Marie Madeleine, is it, and Joanne McGinty, is it? Yeah.
And Katie Hearn.
Katie Hearn is there as well, and
yeah.
So
great ambassadors for the club.
You've had a tradition of producing. You know, as we mentioned, Diane Madeleine was there before, and
we've always had a good representation on county now for the girls and. You know, and developing squads and that down the years, we've been well represented and still are, like, thankfully, you know. We're kind of, if you can keep that few going. Or
well, you're well and truly established now as a ladies' club in the county, and I'm sure in the club as well, that it's the number one sport for girls.
Oh, it is, absolutely, yeah. We are going well, going from stride to stride, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully this weekend we can take another senior title home.
Yeah. And we mentioned Yvonne McMonagle there, or Yvonne Bonner. Good news and bad news, I suppose.
Good news and bad news,
obviously,
well,
Yvonne's heading up.
She's heading away tomorrow
to Australia for trials. It's a great achievement, really, and great recognition of her talent.
Aye, 100%. Like, you couldn't question seeing a better candidate, you know, or like Yvonne. You know, Yvonne yourself, she's
first All Star as well. First when he got All Star, and
yeah, she's amazing. And we just wish her well on behalf of the club. Like, she heads away tomorrow and she's not back until the 30th.
Yeah, so that's she's having a trial for the professional game down under, isn't that it?
She is, yeah. She's away for 10 days, so.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Unfortunately, she's going to miss the final on Sunday, so that's going to be a big blow.
Yeah, not what the way she would have planned things out or had hoped it would happen, but it was just unfortunate now that it's a clash and that she's missing out on Sunday for us, you know.
Yeah. And obviously, Moville, your opponents, you know each other pretty well.
They do at this stage, yeah. It's going to be a tough task on the day now, but hopefully we'll come out on the right end of the result at 3:30 on Sunday.
Yeah, and of course, as we mentioned earlier on, the men as well, we can't forget about them. They have a big game this weekend because
they've got a big game against Buncrana,
That'll be a decider as well.
A home game as well. So
a busy time for a secretary.
Kept going, Tom.
That's brilliant, and delighted you could join us tonight, and the best of luck to Glenfenn on Sunday. That's
Tom.
That's Jackie O'Mara there, Jackie Scanlon O'Mara, probably better known in her playing days as Jackie Scanlon, a member of that first junior championship winning Glenfenn team back in 1997. How the time has flown, but Jackie now, of course, club secretary, looking forward to Sunday's Donegal Senior Ladies final meeting of Glenfenn and Moville. That's on in O'Donnell Park. A 2 o'clock throw-in for that one. We'll have live regular updates from that game on what is a busy, busy Sunday here in Donegal again, and indeed right across the northwest with championship action in Tyrone and Derry as well. But we're just going to have a short break, but just to remind you, when we return, we'll be heading north to Inishowen and to Moville. We'll be joined by Anthony Dugan, who is the chairman of Moville, of course, who faced Glenfenn, the reigning champions, in that Donegal ladies' final on Sunday. GAA agus Fáilte ar ais, go dtíon tar cumann Luke Clascaire na seachtain seo with me, Tom Cormack, on a wet and windy night here in the northwest. But we're looking forward to the weekend's Donegal Senior Football Championship final. That's the ladies' final. It's the meeting of Moville and Glenfenn. It's on in O'Donnell Park on Sunday, 2 o'clock. It's a part of a hectic schedule of games. Remember, there's quite a number of games in this Donegal Senior Intermediate and Junior Championship on over the weekend as well, and another bumper weekend of Championship action in Tyrone and Championship action in Derry as well. But we're concentrating on the Donegal ladies at the moment. Before we went for that commercial break there, we heard from Jackie O'Mara, the Glenfenn secretary, of course, a member of their very first championship winning team back in 1997. They're back again as the reigning champions, and this team standing in the way is Moville, of course, who are the 2016 champions. And I'm delighted to see I'm joined by we're looking forward to the final. I'm joined by Anthony Dugan live from Moville. Anthony, good night to you.
Good evening, Tom. How are you?
And I hope, is it Storm Lily or Hurricane Lily or whatever has passed over Moville at this stage?
We had a very hectic night here last night with Storm Ali passed over us with a fantastic lightning, fork lightning display for about an hour late last night.
Oh, brilliant.
A lot of trees down and things like that up here.
But anyway, looking forward to another big weekend for Moville ladies.
It's another wonderful achievement by the girls, and we're really looking forward to 2 o'clock in O'Donnell Park next Sunday. It's the highlight of the year for ladies football, as always, in Donegal.
And it's been a great year so far for Moville. What, 2 All-Stars?
We've had 2 All-Stars. The 2 Hegartys got All-Stars this year, richly deserved, and some might say overdue in some cases, but they really got what they deserved this year after a magnificent year with the county last year. And you know, Yvonne, you were talking about Yvonne just there now, and Yvonne was very unlucky not to get another one this year. She had a marvellous year as well.
Yeah. So anyway, looking ahead, but before we look ahead, tell me a little bit about the history of Moville. You're going for, what is it, a second championship? Is it a second senior or a third, is it?
This would be the third if we win it tonight on Sunday.
Yeah.
We had 07-08 or 08, we got to an Ulster final. We were beaten in a replay by Dunamoyne back in 08, and this is sort of we won then again 2 years ago. Was the first time since that. So there was a big gap in between of being nearly winners or being competitive, but just we've faced that great Termon team for a number of years and came off second best for a while.
And tell me a little bit about the background. Ladies football in Moville, how long is it going?
It started around about 98-99, and they won the junior championship in 99, and then I think we won the intermediate championship in 03, and we've been senior ever since. And then under Davy McLaughlin, we won that 08 championship and won another one after that, and we basically, that's then 2 years ago was the last one under Jimmy Hegarty. So we've had a very good level of performance, and we've always been in the top 3 or 4 teams in the county.
And so, tell me, what brought about? How did the club come about? You know, because you know, we know Moville isn't a stronghold of Gaelic games.
Well, I think back in before I arrived in Moville, I think about 99, and Conor O'Donnell and Anne Boner would have led the team to that junior championship, and that's the first year that ladies football played in Moville. And then I became involved in 2002, and the following year we won the intermediate championship, and it grew then, and it was fortunate that the secondary school opened in 2001 and they played schools competitions. So in the winter they were getting football, in the summer they were getting club football. So it started to grow then, and we had a fabulous crop of players at that time that are now stalwarts with the county team. You know, the Hegartys, McLaughlins, and names like that.
Yeah, yeah. So they're leaving a rich heritage anyway.
They most certainly are, and you know, we'd be hoping that they would continue with that, because we had a very good minor team that won the county championship last year, and we'd be hopeful that a lot of those players will go on for the next 10 or 12 years to do what the likes of Niamh and Ciara Hegarty have done and move on in that vein. They've seen the level of dedication and commitment that they make to the club and the county, and we'd be hoping that some of them and a lot of them would actually decide that's their future in sport and that they would enjoy that sport and compete to that level.
Yeah, and obviously the school, the secondary school and the primary school is playing a big part.
It's a crucial part. The combination of school and club is absolutely critical, and when there is good relationships between the primary schools and the secondary school and the club, you have the perfect combination because you've got people interested in providing them with football and training and skills development winter through the schools and then summer through the club, and you really get people being developed at a much faster rate when there's good crossover between school and club.
Yeah. So tell me, in terms of winning a championship, how big a boost was it to win those championships back in that very first one?
Oh, that was an amazing achievement, and it was really thrilling, and everybody felt that the club had taken a massive step forward and that ladies football in the club had taken a massive step forward. And it also gave the recognition within GAA and Mobile and more broadly in Inishowen that ladies football can achieve a standard both, you know, county-wide and province-wide, that we can play and we can compete at both county and provincial level.
But anyway, so tell me a little about this team.
Well, I suppose this team are backboned by, as you mentioned, the Hegarty sisters, but we also have a number of other people that are breaking into the county squad. This year, Sarah Jane McDonald and Blandon McLaughlin got an awful lot of time playing at senior inter-county level, and we have Aoife McColgan, who is originally from Mallon, but she plays a goalkeeper for us now because Mallon aren't fielding a ladies team this year. So that forms the backbone, just like Glenfinn. You know, they have five or six players on the county squad, the same as ourselves. And we then look to the players beyond that, who players coming through like Tara Hegarty, Clodagh Skelly, people like that that are building up. And we have a lot of minors, the McGuinness twins that have just come out through minor and so on. So we're really looking forward to seeing how that there balances out. And I always think that matches between Mobile and Glenfinn often depend more on how the five stars tend to cancel out each other in the team. And then it's how the other 10 do against their opposition 10 actually decides the winning and losing of the match. Last year, a sub came on, a minor girl came on for Glenfinn, got a couple of points, and that was the difference between the two teams.
Yeah, there's been very little between them over the last couple of years. Yeah.
Tiny, yeah. Very, very small margins. And as Jimmy said recently, that's what it's going to come down to, that little bit of luck, that little bit of motivation. And really, we know that both teams will be highly motivated. We know both teams will be very competitive. It'll be a fantastically entertaining match because in O'Donnell Park, you've got all the space for the best players to display all their talents. So I'd feel that you'll get the best out of the best players. And it'll really be a matter of just who wants it slightly more on the day. And it'll come down to,
you know, all the old clichés come in, like who's going to get the breaks and one thing
well,
or
another. And cliches are cliches for a reason, Tom. You know? Yeah. They're generally true.
And tell me, obviously you mentioned Jimmy Hegarty, you mentioned Davy McLaughlin, you have been involved yourself, Con O'Donnell in the early days along with Anne Boner. Obviously a lot of people have put in a lot of work.
There's been huge effort by a large number of people through over the 18, 20 years that this club, ladies football sections of the club, has been up and running. And probably Aoife O'Hare, sister to Niamh and Ciara, as coach of this team, would be one of the main motivating factors. The work that she has done both at school and at club level has been absolutely amazing, and she really is the focal point. That she is the natural leader of this club. She won junior and intermediate championships at county level and at club level, and she won a senior with club level, and she she really is the person who all of the players look up to and is the best leader that we have, without a doubt.
And tell me, overall, I know you watch Donegal closely. Donegal ladies football up there at the up near the top table?
We're right up there at the top table. We were unfortunate against Cork. It was we tried to beat them tactically. It just didn't quite come off. It was very close, and we just shown what a marvellous game that Cork and Dublin put on last Sunday. Donegal are right up there with it. We have that squad of players now that I was hoping would breach that gap and be there on the last Sunday at 4 o'clock in the All Ireland final. They're very, very close.
Yeah, but at underage beginning, you had a period in the doldrums, but I think Liam Skelly, Greg Harkin have enjoyed a bit of success in recent years at underage and even this year.
Yeah, some of the underage teams are starting to come back and win a few titles here and there under people like you've mentioned, Liam and Greg. And, the success of these two club teams now are built on teams that were playing for Donegal at minor A level back 10, 12, 15 years ago. And Donegal underage football really needs to come back up and be competitive at A level again, and hopefully that's what those men are trying to do, and trying to develop them up into A class footballers again.
Anthony, unfortunately the old clock on the wall is catching up with us. Thanks for joining us. The best of luck to Mobile on Sunday as well, and hopefully the old hurricanes and winds are gone by Sunday at 2 o'clock in O'Donnell Park. That's Anthony Dugan there, the chairman of Mobile Club. Before that we heard from Jackie O'Mara of Glenfinn. That's it from me, from Tom Comick. Mobwekas though, Jimmy Stafford there on Fomog. Because good Ian Shockton to Hogan, Slonagh, Bannock.